Good morning, Mark here. Hey, just want a big shout out to all you prayer warriors out there. And hey, let's just open this morning in a little bit of prayer. And dear Lord, we just ask for your wisdom and guidance. We pray for your wisdom and guidance that we can just get through these days and the days ahead with your blessings, your guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, just want to say it's going to be an amazing week for you all. Hope you had an amazing week last week and a great weekend. And today I just want to talk about something that just amazes me all the time. And, you know, as prayer warriors, we're always asking God for stuff. And sometimes he answers and sometimes he doesn't. Sometimes he just says, wait. So it's just kind of one of those things. And prayers are answered. They're answered in God's time, though, and that's what we always have to remember. And, you know, it's kind of like we always say, the old saying is, God, I pray for patience, and I want it right now. So just want you to kind of think about answered prayers, and I just want to share a couple of things with you. First of all, back in 2 Kings, verse 20, or chapter 20, here's Hezekiah. You know, Hezekiah is the king back in those days, and it starts off, in those days, Hezekiah, you know, who was the king, was sick and near death. And so here's Isaiah the prophet, wanders in and says, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Well, that's kind of upfront, isn't it? What did Hezekiah do that we should also do? Hezekiah then turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what you determined was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept. Well, Isaiah's walking out of the court. Suddenly, God calls out to Isaiah again and says, dude, well, maybe not that term. That might be an Old Testament term. But he said, dude, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer and I have seen your tears, and surely I will heal you. And on the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. So how would you like to go into, let's say, an oncologist in a cancer center, and the oncologist suddenly tells you, you've got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. It's spread throughout your body. You've got stage 4 prostate cancer, something that really at that level you're not going to recover from. And we break down. However, maybe we just need to turn to that wall and pray and cry and pray to God for healing or guidance or wisdom. So that's a great Old Testament thing. And what I also want to do is share with you something that happened, just a number of years ago. There was a guy named Clint Walker. Clint Walker was a movie star, big singer. He starred on the TV show Cheyenne. If you're over 20, you won't remember it. If you're over 40, maybe if you saw it on YouTube. If you're 80 years old like the rest of us, yeah, you probably watched it on your black and white TV. But anyway, and Clint Walker writes this after he had a big accident on skiing. He was always a great athlete, big outdoor guy, and he was up skiing for the first time at Mammoth Mountain in California. It's kind of like Sun Valley here in Idaho. Big mountain. Well, of course, you know, hey, guys, watch this. He was also a Christian, and he took a fall. And one of the poles, his ski poles, stuck in the ground. The other one stuck through his chest and entered his heart. It entered his body 4 inches and into his heart. He called down to his ski instructor, said, I need help. And they took him off the mountain in a toboggan, and he knew he was dying. And he writes a year later, he said, I remember a sensation as rings of light radiating through my body, and I became less sensitive to it. I suddenly knew that I was dying. And with that knowledge came a sense of sharpened awareness. I did not think of a particular person or event. Certainly my life didn't flash before my eyes, but I knew with a conviction that the power that had been given me could sustain it against all odds. And my concept of time underwent a change as I lay there. My existence seemed no more than an instant, and with clarity I had ever known, I saw life in a new perspective. Things which seemed so important simply were not. I'd recently gone through a difficult emotional experience, and I recalled it now with tranquility that would not have been possible previously. So anyway, he's going on, and he knows he's dying. And then he goes on to write, I said, God, I'm in real trouble. I can't help myself. I'm not going to make it unless you will see me through, and I would like to stay around for a while. Well, he's going down the hill. They're carting him off. They get him to the hospital. 8 days later, he walks out of the hospital. He walks out of the hospital. When he was in the hospital, he had no pulse, had no blood pressure. He had no circulation. He was blue. He was cyanotic. But then that was only the beginning, he writes. He said, news of the accident was carried by the wire services. I'd been interviewed by TV. In the course of the interviews, I made a statement which was to change my life. I said that I had asked God for help on the mountain and that I was satisfied that I would not be here now if it were not for that prayer. Then the letters began to pour in. Sacks of them arrived from around the world and all over the U.S. And he writes that, I expected the usual get-well messages, but the majority had one thing. Thank you, Clint, for saying what you did. When a big outdoor guy like you will tell the world that he prayed for help and got it, it strengthens my own faith. And another guy from Wyoming wrote to him. He says, I'm not a member of any church, but what you said up there on the mountain did me more good than all of the sermons in the world. And Clint goes on to write, I prayed at times in my life before, but it took this experience to help me put things in their proper perspective. I was always a loner, even as a kid, shy, introvert, didn't know how to get along with other people. I was a world champion worrier, but up on the mountain, I found a new appreciation for life. I realize now if we're going to accept God's help, we must accept it in His time and in His way. I have found that many of the problems I thought had to be solved at once can wait. And very often, it is in that time of waiting that the Creator speaks mostly clear to us. The waiting's not always easy, but I understand more fully now the verse from Psalm 62:5, which has always been a favorite of mine. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. So that's answered prayers. And that's what Clint Walker, that great guy from Hollywood, really called out to God. And God answered that prayer. And I just want to say, hey, thank you for all of your prayers over the last couple of weeks. Many of you know that I was in Ukraine with Samaritan's Purse. And with that, just came some amazing things. You know, I felt your prayers for me, and we felt your prayers for Samaritan's Purse. There were millions of prayers offered up for Samaritan's Purse while they were there. And for the people of Ukraine, for those grandmothers, for those mothers that we would see holding their babies, fleeing out of country across into Poland, for those little girls and little boys pulling little suitcases. And we saw those prayers answered. I saw a 9-year-old accept Christ as his personal Savior in that emergency field hospital. Down at one of our medical clinics, a gentleman came in on his last legs, HIV positive, HEP positive. He accepted Christ as his personal Savior, answered prayers, the opportunity to pray with them. There was a 70-year-old woman who came into the emergency field hospital at Wits End. She accepted Christ as her personal Savior. And the 80-year-old guy who had heard about Samaritan's Purse on television, he lived up around Kiev. 3 days later, he showed up in our medical clinic after taking a train all the way to Kiev or to Lviv. And what he did was he came in, he was in sad, sad shape. Diabetes blown out of control. He needed to have toes and fingers amputated. But he accepted Christ as his personal Savior. He put his faith in God as a result of your prayers. So prayer warriors, keep that up. Just pray and pray and pray and praise God for the days that you have ahead. Thank you.